Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
John Fenderson is Westbred's wheat technical production manager for the Southern Plains. And he says when he talks to wheat producers,
we can only sell bushels. I always tell farmers you can't sell price, you can only sell bushels.
John Fenderson says better yields is what Westbred varieties are all about.
We at Westbred are really, really focused on driving genetic gain in winter wheat for the central and southern plains. We feel like we've been quite effective at the approach we've taken. Get those bushels in the bin, then price will kind of try to take care of itself. Sometimes we don't get as much as we like for it, but certainly more bushels is going to put more bottom line in the grower's pocket there, and we feel like that we've done a good job of that. So farmers are looking for outstanding yields. We feel like Westbred's a great place to get those products that are needed here in our Oklahoma market.
Thanks, John. For more information on Westbred wheat varieties for the Southern Plains, go to westbred.com.
Well, 12 teams of Real Oklahoma Ranch Cowboys are going to compete in 5 different events, mirroring many of the daily activities that they do on their farms. It's all going to come up as part of the OCA's Ranch Rodeo on August the 20th and 21st. I spoke with OCA's Weston Givens, and he says there's a difference between a traditional rodeo and this ranch rodeo.
You know, the biggest difference is these guys, they work on a ranch to make their living. They do that work, a lot of that work horseback. They at home, they're generally not trying to compete against a clock. So unlike your PRCA type cowboys who are making a living rodeoing and are so fast with their times and calf roping or the team roping or whatever, these guys are out there when they're catching cattle, they're doing it because something sick needs doctored. When they're working with a horse that wants to buck, they're doing it to prevent that in the future so they have an animal they can go get their work done on. So it's a totally different type of event. So we're bringing some of the stuff they do on the ranch to town, putting them in an arena, and turning a clock on them. So that's kind of the gist of it.
Given says they have a great set of teams this year.
You're going to have all kinds of guys. You're going to have some guys that are older and really seasoned. They're going to be experienced, they're going to darn sure know what they're doing. You're going to have some young guys that are just gung-ho, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get it done. They'll risk life and limb to do it. You're going to see some of the most historic ranches in the state, ranches that have been operating in this state for 120, 30, 40 years. You know, names that you've heard before, like Drummond's, like Stewart's, you know, just some long-standing historic ranches. We think that's really important to highlight these ranches that have been in business for so long, and their heritage is so important to our industry, but also to the state. And so we're really excited to get to highlight them for you also.
Givens added that there's some special tickets for ag educators this year.
And this year, if you are an ag educator, an FFA teacher or an extension agent or a 4-H leader or something along that line, you can get a free ticket. We highlight a lot of times people that do service and give them an opportunity to have a free ticket. And this year we wanted to recognize the ag educators because they're so important to our industry.
Once again, the Ranch Rodeo is coming up Friday, August the 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena. For tickets, you can go to oklahomacattleman.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.